Hello, and welcome to the Community IT Innovators Technology Topics Podcast, where we discuss nonprofit technology, cybersecurity, tech project implementation, strategic planning, and nonprofit IT careers. Find us at communityit.com.
Welcome, everyone, to the Community IT Innovators Podcast. My name is Carolyn Woodard, and I'm the Outreach Director for Community IT. And I'm here today with a senior consultant, Nura Aboki. And I want to ask you, Nura, what is one thing that you wish people knew about with regards to nonprofit IT?
Well, thank you again for having me. One thing I wish people knew specifically has to do with their IT maturity level. Especially IT maturity level as it pertains to the organization. So understanding the organization's IT maturity level has a number of effects that could lead to improvement in the way you achieve your mission. How do I know our maturity level? Because the maturity level, it can be a buzzword, but it's something that one needs to know. Where are we right now? Do we have technology debt? Do we? What level are we at? Do we need assistance? Do we have good partners that work with us? So understanding maturity level is something I wanted people to know that would help them in terms of understanding their needs for technology. And then be able to then make investments to help them move to higher maturity levels or improve their IT. The standard is out there. A number of organizations have looked at that IT maturity level standards and strive towards moving from a lower level where they have maybe zero maturity to higher levels. And it's not a process that would say, you know, can I just become as from a zero to five in 2 years or in 1 year? It's not necessarily that organizations will have to follow through that way. Some organizations like to stay in IT maturity level two for a variety of reasons. So, but in order for you to know your maturity level, there is a prerequisite that we highly recommend, and typically is the technology assessment or review that is done by your IT partner or an auditor or someone outside that would come in and then look at the overall technology status of your organization. There is people, process, and the technology itself. So it will the IT assessment or review tends to have a very structured approach to it and methodology that it follows, where your staff are going to be interviewed and asked a variety of questions. Your IT leadership, if you have an IT leader, or your leaders are also going to be interviewed to understand their perspective of technology. And then your process documents are also going to be reviewed. If you have any documentation related to onboarding, offboarding of staff, onboarding new technology, offboarding or old technology, all of those process documents are going to be kind of reviewed. This would allow a holistic view from an outsider into your organization, just having an understanding of whether or not some of the processes that you currently use are mature enough to put you at a maturity level that is higher than the average, or it's weak that it needs to be improved and your maturity level is lower. So it's a way to actually know where you are and then begin to think about how can I move up to be mature in my organization in terms of the use of technology.
And it sounds like it's important, or in your experience, it seems like it's been important that often this kind of has to be done by an outsider. Is it something that if you're within the organization, you're kind of too close to decisions that have been made and maybe internal attitudes that you have around IT? And so it's hard to take that step back and actually do an assessment, a neutral assessment, whereas an outsider can come in and, you know, kind of have a clear-eyed look at where you're at in your different systems and your attitudes toward IT.
Exactly right. Given this responsibility to a third party helps you sort of recuse yourself because of your heavy involvement in the day-to-day engagement and your organization. So to give you an objective review is to actually allow a third party to come in without any bias to critically look at your needs and provide a report that helps you look at ways to improve. We are always looking at organizations to improve. As technology advances so rapidly, IT transformation is happening at a very fast pace. Some of organizations are reluctant to make investments because they are maybe perhaps comfortable with the legacy systems that they have. Or perhaps they don't. They are unaware of what is out there. If the things are not broken, maybe they are comfortable. But technology moves so rapidly that if you are behind, catching up can also be a challenge. So bringing in a consultant to take a good look at your organization's technology, where it is, if there are indicators of technology debt, it's worthwhile, that is presented to you so you can understand where this technology debt is in the either infrastructure, or maybe it's in the people that manage IT, or even in the processes that is governing IT that is lacking. And that holistic report would help you make choices in terms of your investment and areas to improve.
I'm going to jump in and just give a quick plug for, we have an article on our website about technology debt and kind of within nonprofits specifically, some of the factors that can lead to being in technology debt, not having invested in your technology over time. And then when you're trying to kind of get up to kind of current processes, it can take you longer and be more painful to get up to where you need to be, kind of a baseline of where you need to be. So that article is on our site. People can read it there. Why is it so important to do an assessment? And can you talk a little bit about, I know you work with larger clients, like 100 staff and higher, who often have their own IT department, and they're, kind of partnering with us around either consulting or, some of the MSP services that we provide. Is there like a size at which it makes sense for an organization to do an assessment like you're talking about, with an outsider to come in and really dig in to what the IT looks like at their organization? Like what size does it make sense for that to happen?
That's an excellent question. And for every size of an organization, there is a level of assessment that can be done. So we have multi-level assessments. We can do a comprehensive technology assessment. For larger organizations that do have complex infrastructures, bigger systems, that they want to get a good sense of what they have, where they want to make those investments. There are other assessment types that are light, but they focus on especially smaller clients that maybe 10 to, I would say, 20 or 10 to 50 organizations that have most of the infrastructure in the cloud, meaning they don't have any servers on-premise or in the office space. Those organizations would be able to consider the light assessment, looking at their cloud infrastructure and evaluating what they would need to improve their cloud experience or cut costs in terms of running infrastructure in the cloud. Comprehensive assessments are for organizations that are large enough, 50, 100, 150, five, up to 500, or even 1,000 staff that are behind. And typically in conversations, when we initiate our engagement with clients, through initial conversations, what you have, there will be indicators of which assessment we would recommend that you do. But oftentimes, the larger ones, we see a comprehensive one is better for them. Even if they have everything in the cloud, because it would look at the complex systems that they also have in the cloud and address any gaps that we find.
And I think that's so fascinating because I know just in my experience with IT at different sizes of organizations, it's really easy for it to become very siloed. So different departments maybe make decisions about the technology tools that they need without looking at the entire organization and where there could be, you know, some synergies or some opportunities to use the same systems or places where it makes sense to keep that system to that department because it needs to be isolated and it's a security issue or what have you. So I love that idea of just every organization could use an assessment. And yes. I love that there's this opportunity. There's like a lighter assessment mm-hmm. that makes sense if you're coming into the assessment without a lot of complex systems. But yeah, once you get up to a certain number of staff, it's definitely going to be complex.
Yes, and that's in our experience what we've seen. I wanted to mention one specific area that I for large organizations is the identity management solutions that they use. You may hear it called as single sign-on or SSO. And organizations that are much larger because they have complex systems, they have a number of applications from anywhere from 10 to 30 to 50 different applications across a variety of departments. They want to tie it all in one identity. So every user has a single identity for them to log into a dashboard, and then dashboard would show them the applications that they have access to be able to do their work. So organizations that are serious about their identity management, there are a number of vendors. Because we're vendor agnostic, we also provide guidance around the vendors that may could be a good fit for your organization. But that integration with where you have all these cloud services, each one of them would have a username and password that is separate, people having to track 10 different usernames or 10 different credentials versus having just one credentials that gives you access to all. It's very enticing. Larger organizations love that idea. Oh, just one ID and that's it. I don't need to memorize all these passwords. So we are beginning to see more and more organizations adopting single sign-on solutions to ensure that there's security around all the cloud services that they use for work.
Are you finding that some of these concerns are driven by security concerns or particularly insurance? Like how often does that come up when you're dealing with clients?
Yes, cyber liability insurance companies are asking organizations to ensure that they are aware and they mitigate or minimize, even avoid risks to their organizations. In order to get cyber liability coverage, there are minimum requirements to ensure that you have good coverage for your cyber needs. So, oftentimes on the forms, on the application forms, there will be questions around, does this organization have the basic security to protect their identity? For instance, multi-factor authentication for all cloud applications. Now, if you were to follow that and implement it, just say you have 10 different cloud applications, it will mean that you would need to enable multi-factor authentication on each one of those. You have 10 authentication codes per staff to track. But if you take it a step further and say, I'm going to just deploy a single sign-on solution that integrates all of this, so my staff will only need to have one multi-factor authentication code to worry about. That simplifies the experience and it meets the requirements and gives you enhanced security.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I imagine that a lot of organizations that maybe haven't thought that they needed an audit or an assessment, when they come to that question in their new cyber liability insurance of do they have security on all of the cloud tools and applications that all of their staff are using? And then they're like, oh, I need to know. I don't even know what all my staff are using. So then they have to, you know, at that point, it makes sense to work with an outsider again and just like do a deep dive, do the assessment, find out what everyone is using, and then you can implement that single sign-on and really make it so much simpler for everyone.
That's exactly right. And I think that that's this happens usually at the cyber liability insurance renewals happens every year, and organizations are scrambling to meet those minimum requirements in order to get coverage. And if there isn't any attention provided by third party, there are several partners out, technology partners out there that have the experience that can assist in filling out those forms and ensuring the technology is implemented and enforced and can confirm that it's in place. It's really risky for one to fill out the form without knowledge, because one can be liable for false statements and misinformation. So it's always a good advice to partner with technology. And my clients really have been good partners in terms of ensuring that we review the forms together and go through each technology that is required. Is it implemented? Okay, it's not. We plan in advance also. We don't wait until the last minute. We already started planning for next year's renewal. So it's in our roadmap. It's in our budget that we invest and improve our technology so we can ensure we are able to meet those requirements for renewal of our cyber insurance.
I'm sure it's so reassuring for our clients that work with you, you know, to have someone helping them go through those forms and making sure that they are giving the accurate information, that the security is in place.
Yes.
So I guess those are your tips going forward of make sure that you know what you have. And if you don't know what you have, do an assessment. And then a couple of tips on maybe making what you have more secure and also just more strategic. There are ways that you can combine or you make investments that that help all of your IT work together better.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Did that sum it up?
Yes, you did summarize it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nora, so much for chatting with me today. I really enjoyed talking with you. And thanks again for those tips.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Community IT does these free webinars and podcasts for our community, and we love sharing our knowledge and experience. If you have more questions or are having trouble with your IT at your nonprofit, please get in touch with us on our website, www.communityit.com, so we can start a conversation or schedule an assessment. Downloading any of our free resources there will get you signed up for our webinar reminders, and you can attend our next webinar in real time and ask our experts your own questions. If you love podcasts, please subscribe and leave us a rating to help others find this leadership resource for nonprofits.